This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free here, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It is the 2016 election post-mortem here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking all kinds of things about the election, not just, obviously Trump, but also what happened here in New Hampshire. What did the libertarians do here in New Hampshire? What kind of successes did we have compared to the rest of the country? Some of the ballot measures, both good news about like marijuana, several states legalizing marijuana, Nevada, California, Maine, Massachusetts. The only one that didn't apparently was Arizona. And then I guess every state in which medical was on the the decision-making ballot that all passed.
Right. So that's included Florida. With the nine states that voted on cannabis.
Correct.
That includes both, the tax and regulate recreational use and the authorize therapeutic.
Yep. I believe there were five voting to legalize and then four doing medical.
Yes. So Arkansas, Florida, Montana, and North Dakota were either going to approve or expand medical.
Mm-hmm.
California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada are going to tax and regulate recreational.
We talked about some of the bad ones as well. And if you've got one that was worth sharing, you want to talk about one of the ballot measures in your state, feel free to call us up. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to the fun. It's Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio tonight. Daryl's first night back in several weeks, actually. He's been working on libertylobby.xyz. Trey is on the line in Louisiana. On the amp lines. Go ahead, Trey.
Yes, sir. I was just wanting to comment on the election. Today I found out on Twitter that it was my fault that Hillary lost because I voted for Gary Johnson.
Yeah. I found that out, too. It turns out it's hilarious that the Democrats are blaming libertarians for the Hillary's loss when...
I'm surprised they wouldn't be blaming Jill Stein.
They're blaming her, too. Come
on. But Jill Stein didn't have enough votes, so they have to vote... They have to blame everybody who voted third party, as though everybody who voted third party, especially libertarians, would vote Democrat. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, remember in 2000, it was Ralph Nader that got all the blame, even though if Al Gore would have been able to win his home state of Tennessee, nobody would have cared about Florida because Florida would not have been the deciding state, but everybody that was on the ballot in Florida wound up getting more than that 537 vote difference between Gore and Bush, but it was only Ralph Nader that got blamed.
Yeah.
Well, I find it refreshing that libertarians are being blamed for this because the fact is libertarians come from all political walks. They come from Democrats, they come from Republicans, they come from non-party affiliated folks, they come from non-voters, they come from voters who are frustrated and who haven't voted in 20 years.
And the biggest myth is that libertarians pull votes from Republicans.
That's a huge myth.
Solely.
Which is why this one's a little bit refreshing. So the idea that libertarians are more or less likely to have been Democrats or to have voted Democrats is just not the case. Libertarians come from all over the political spectrum. But go ahead, Trey.
Yes, it just amazed me that a bunch of my so-called friends on Twitter, blame me for that.
Well, time to pack up and move to New Hampshire then, where you'll actually have more friends who are actual, people who understand the ideas of liberty. It's one of the things Melanie was talking about when we shared her article from freekeen.com and her one-year retrospective up here, was that she's got so many friends who are anarchists and voluntarists and libertarians now that she can actually choose her friends, whereas before she'd only met two in her entire lifetime.
And if you move up before December, you can run for state rep in 2 years. Or if you move up at any point prior to candidate filing in 2018, you could run for a county office.
That's true.
Interestingly, the Free Province Project made a post that they haven't made in a long time.
What is the Free Province Project?
There you go.
Sounds like Canada to me.
That's the Canadian Free State Project. They propose that everybody moves to PEI, Prince Edward Island.
Okay.
And it is a very small population. I can't remember what it is there, but it is remarkably small. It makes New Hampshire look metropolitan comparative. But, they said, come on, let's move to PEI and,
great.
Make free
146,000 people.
Yeah. If they can move to PEI and secede, then I'll seriously consider it, because otherwise I can't move to Canada, they'll arrest me.
I'm sure you could get into Canada if you wanted to. If you asked nice.
No, not for the next decade. I've got 9 more years to go before I can even apply.
Is that so?
To be allowed into Canada.
Yeah.
Trey, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Unless you somehow get everything that's currently on your record
annulled.
In the U.S. expunged, yes. And annulled.
Which would cost money anyway. So you either pay to annul it here in the U.S. or you pay in 9 years, you pay Canada $250 or whatever. Because it's like $250 for a misdemeanor and $1,000 for a felony.
I blame Canada.
Yeah. And I suppose if you give them enough money and you don't have any recent arrests, then they'll likely let you in. Because it's really all about the money, isn't it?
So I'm looking some of the ways in which the various tax and regulate schemes for cannabis are going to work. Specifically, the two neighboring states closest to New Hampshire, which would be Maine and Massachusetts.
I heard about Mass today where they're only going to tax at 5%.
Right. So Reason says that the question 4, which is what it was called, would eliminate state penalties for adults over 21 who possess up to an ounce. Currently, it's a civil offense punishable by a $100 fine. You're also allowed to share up to an ounce with another adult. It allows private possession of up to 10 ounces.
Nice.
Plus whatever is produced by up to 6 plants per person and 12 plants per household.
Wow, that's
those
great.
Those provisions take effect December 15th.
This year?
Those provisions of depenalizing up to an ounce. Or private possession of up to 10 ounces. Or up to 12 plants per household, assuming that there's 2 adults.
Oh, my God.
Creates a cannabis control commission that will be charged with licensing and regulating growers, testing facilities, edible manufacturers, and retailers.
No, wait, those are commercial growers, right? So the average green thumb at their own home isn't going to be regulated in that way.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, if you're wanting to sell. You can share up to an ounce with another person, no penalty. The commission is supposed to begin accepting applications for licenses October 1st next year.
Okay.
Preference will be given to medical dispensaries.
Wow.
And
they're
expecting to open them January 2018.
Does it mention the taxes? Because I heard it was a 2-tier tax.
3.75% state tax.
Yep.
In addition to a standard sales tax of 6.25%.
Okay, so a little more than what I heard on the radio today.
There's going to be, here's the cannabis tax plus the sales tax.
Okay.
And then municipalities can add up to 2%.
Okay, so what the discussion was on the radio is that it was only going to be 5%, but it sounds like it's a little less than that for the cannabis tax, but then add on the sales tax, and it's more than 5%. So that means that New Hampshire can still get in there if they actually do something in 2017 in this next legislative session. I'm not going to get my hopes up too much, but if New Hampshire actually legalizes it and taxes it, they could tax it at lower than the Massachusetts rate, or even on par with Massachusetts. And since there's no sales tax,
correct,
people would come here to buy it.
Right. And even if, and let me
if
run
they're
this
smart
again,
enough
let,
to
let
do
me
this.
Run this number again. So 6.25%. Plus 3.75 is 10.
Mm-hmm.
So even if New Hampshire just put the mills and lodging tax on cannabis,
people aren't
going to
come across the straight line
for a
percent, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're not going to do that.
And then you've got the 2% municipal tax on top of it. So you're looking at
3%. They're not coming for 3%.
Yeah, New Hampshire's going to have to do 5% here, and then right. you'll save 5%, and then you'll come. They'll come.
Maine, which is another state that just voted to tax and regulate. Question one allows adults up to or over 21 to possess, transport, and share up to 2.5 ounces, grow up to 6 plants. 6 flowering plants, 12 immature plants, and an unlimited number of seedlings.
Nice.
That takes effect 30 days after Paul LePage proclaims the election results. They're going to tax it at 10%.
All right. We're going to continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-453. It's going to come to New Hampshire. The question is, when?
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Grab your bongs, because if you are in Massachusetts or Maine, things, or California or Nevada, I believe, also
yes.
passed legalization, things are about to get really interesting, where we're going over some of this, the details, the implementation plans for the legalization procedures in Maine and Massachusetts. You basically pointed out Massachusetts is going to tax it at 5% plus...
Up to 5.75.
Plus the sales tax on top of that.
Correct.
Maine is doing 10%. Is it sales tax on top of that as well?
It does not say.
Okay.
It just says the initiative imposes a 10% tax on sales.
New Hampshire has a chance to make this happen next year.
And I think you're being highly optimistic.
I am. I want to see it happen. No.
Well, I mean, even if they do make it happen, they've already lost the market maker status.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about Massachusetts is going to implement this next month.
Right.
Well, next month. Hold on. The
10% tax.
No. What's being implemented in December is the depenalization goes into effect.
Oh,
it's
okay,
going to
okay,
be okay. January 2018 before
right.
they expect the recreational facilities to actually be operational.
Right, and you can't expect the state to move quickly. However, when states are competing, they are more likely to move faster than
right.
otherwise.
In Maine, the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry will wind up licensing and regulating commercial growers, manufacturers, and retailers. The department is supposed to issue regulations for such businesses within 9 months after the initiative takes effect, and it's supposed to take effect within 30 days after the governor declaring this to be official. It takes 10 days.
Which he'll probably drag his feet on because he was against it.
Right. So 10 days for the votes to be considered official.
Okay.
And then he's got 30 days to say, yep, this is good.
I bet you he'll take all 30.
Probably. So 40 days before the penalties get removed.
Okay.
Nine months after that is when the regulations have to wind up being put in place.
So let me ask you this. Aren't the penalties effectively removed now? Because if you get picked
up... It's unlikely
up,
the police are going to arrest it.
Well, if they do arrest, I mean, you're going to be standing trial...
If you don't take a plea
now,
deal, yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't take a plea deal in 40 days. It's hard to even get a plea deal in 40 days. These are government bureaucrats,
right,
after all.
Sure.
You can't even say, please, give me a
right.
plea deal before it becomes legal. You
right.
couldn't even send that letter and get that.
So Maine has had decrim since the 70s, and under current law, as amended in 2009, possession of less than 2.5 ounces is a civil violation with a fine of between $350 to $600, $700 to $1,000 for something over 1.25 ounce.
Yeah.
So medical cannabis passed in 99.
I gotcha. So the fact is that New Hampshire's behind the ball on this.
Yep.
They're never going to catch it up. The slow political process here in New Hampshire has not served in this case. I think generally it does serve because New Hampshire tends to take a long time to make something illegal. The fact that we have, no seatbelt laws really sort of proves that.
Yeah.
But the politicians here they're not lawyers. They're scared, sniveling little geriatrics, and they lost the opportunity. They lost the state a tremendous amount of revenue, and it's just the way it is.
Right, and one of the main differences between New Hampshire and Maine and Massachusetts is that New Hampshire does not have referendum and initiative. And one of the activists from Massachusetts who helped get their ballot measure on the ballot will be moving to New Hampshire in the next couple of weeks. And
that's what we need, is we need the libertarians who are willing to leave this issue behind. to leave a place like Massachusetts, Colorado, where they've won this big thing, but right. otherwise the states are not near as free as New Hampshire. Get well, here where we can actually work on making this happen.
Well, in a thread on the Facebook group for the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, she said that she wants to take up the initiative of Good. Getting this on the ballot. And
Which
I said,
you can't do.
You can't do that. And she was like, what do you mean? She was, you know, like flabbergasted yeah. that, you know, voters
no
cannot
state, no
put
initiative.
Things on the statewide ballot.
But
here.
That also means they can't put a bunch of stupid crap on there, too, like in New Mexico, where the 80% of the people voted to make it so that a judge can revoke bail for people
right.
arrested for felonies.
But if you do it in a limited manner to where only things can be repealed. So
right.
let's repeal section blah, blah, blah of the RSA.
Well, you'd have to do a constitutional amendment to do that.
Yeah, Daryl, the wishing that the Constitution was different thing is a long and storied waste of time in libertarian circles. I mean, I wish that...
But there are some states, Mark, to where they
I
call it referendum.
I understand, but you're not going
to
get it, man.
They call it
never
referendum.
Gonna get it, never going to get it. Never going
to
get it. Never going
to
get it.
To where
it.
Voters
I don't care.
Can file a petition. Explaining to you and everybody listening what referendum is.
I understand, but you're not going to get it.
Let's work towards it.
Why?
Or are you one of these people that says, nope, somebody tried it that one time yep. and it fell, so never try it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never
well,
say never, Mark.
Write that up for the state constitution.
You asked out the cute girl that one time. She said no, so never ask a girl out
Daryl,
again.
Does it have to be a constitutional amendment, though?
Yes.
In New Hampshire, to add referendums to the list of
to
options.
Add referendums
that would
saying
only
that somebody could
only repeal.
Repeal something that was passed within the, say, previous 2 years, I don't know if it would require a
right.
constitutional amendment.
That's worth looking into.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's worth looking into. So a lot of very exciting stuff going on here.
Because a lot of states that have initiative and referendum, it's done just as statute. It's not a constitutional
really?
Amendment.
Okay, see, that's what I was wondering.
So there are various ways.
If it doesn't need to be amended, if the Constitution doesn't need to be amended, Mark, this is much easier to
accomplish. So there are various ways that initiative and referendum can be put in place. So there are some places to where voters can put forth, let's amend the Constitution to do X.
That's what Florida does.
There are other places to where you can only have new statutes. There are some places where you can only repeal statutes. Mm. So there are various ways to put this in, and to say that it requires a constitutional amendment is an oversimplification because there are a lot of different ways it could be implemented.
All right, cool.
What, like what? You can pass a law?
That's what he's talking about. Yeah.
No, I'm asking. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways doesn't mean one way, and I'm just trying to figure out one way. You
right,
can
so,
pass a law that says that referendums are acceptable in the state of New Hampshire?
That's how
saying.
It's been implemented in a bunch of states. Is there's just been a statute instituted of, here's another way to wind up passing something or to repeal a law.
Well, look. This is probably even if somebody puts this forward this year, it's probably not going to happen this year. It
right.
takes time. You got to keep reintroducing things.
Right,
and that's
because
why
I don't
we
think
need...
referendum has ever been introduced in New Hampshire.
That's a good question. That's why we need to get more liberty activists here who can run for office and win, which is the other good news. And I want to cover this coming up next, which is the tremendous number of wins that the liberty-minded folks have had this year.
And we need people to talk to legislators
right.
because the biggest thing I hear is that nobody else is talking about this.
Running as Republicans and Democrats, we'll give you the numbers coming up here and the tremendous success that we've had in New Hampshire.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. There are, of course, a lot of interesting results from around the United States. We were talking about the medical marijuana and the actual legalization measures. I think you pointed out off the air, Daryl, I don't think you mentioned this on the air, but the number of states that have legal marijuana has doubled.
It went from 4 to 8. And the number of people that live in a state with taxed and regulated recreational cannabis is going to quadruple.
Yeah, that's huge. And that actually comes back to a conversation that we had on this show, and I don't think either of you were on it. I think it was our Tuesday night show a couple weeks ago, where we were reading a story about banking. And doing the marijuana business and how hard it is. It's so hard to get a bank account. They looked at some of the numbers. They talked to some of these bankers and they found that like 3% of the U.S. banks are willing to actually accept accounts with marijuana. And
right, because cannabis is still illegal at the federal level.
Right.
And even though
banks are federally regulated.
Right. And banks are federally regulated. And even though the Department of Justice has said we're not going to, you know, go after state blah, 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 the banks are still scared to wind up doing business by and large with somebody that's in the cannabis industry. So you've got these, you know, legal businesses that are having to operate as if they're an underground business.
And it's worse than
what
you think.
Bank, you know, this go rent a storage facility and throw all
bunch
of our
of cash.
Money into it, and it looks like Breaking Bad.
It's worse than what you think, though. It was a really detailed story, and one of the things they pointed out in the beginning of the story was the one of the guys they talked about was a business owner who was being told no by the banks.
Right.
Thing is, he wasn't a grower or any kind of distributor or a retail outlet. He made videos about marijuana. He was a media business. That's all he did.
What?
He made videos. And they pointed out, they kept telling him, no, we don't want to be involved with cannabis-related businesses. And he's like, I don't even, you know, we don't even smoke cannabis. We're just making videos.
Well, there are a lot of banks that also don't want to be involved with businesses that do pornography.
Yeah, well, as I was going to say, strip clubs have had problems like this. We've reported on lots of situations where banks just decide, we're just not going to do business with you.
But,
and now, I think that
your name's Ian. We don't want to do business with you.
I think that businesses should be able to discern who they're going to do business with and not.
That's true.
But the problem is,
they're not
is,
doing it based on a good business decision. They're doing it based out of fear of regulation,
that's
and fear
what the
of federal
is.
Raids, and fear of federal scrutiny.
Well, but the government's capricious, and that's one of the problems. You never know when they're going to crack down. The banks never know when they're going to come after them for some reason.
Right.
This isn't cartelized behavior on the bank's part. This is just fear of capricious enforcement.
Well, it was interesting because one of the points they made in the article was that coming up in the election, which is now over, that there were all these states that are considering legalization, that if they pass, there would be a tremendous new amount of potential customers for these marijuana businesses. You just said it will quadruple the amount of people who could be serviced, in theory, by businesses like this, which means there's going to be even more demand now. I mean, in California, it's going to be huge. There's going to be even more demand now for these businesses that need banking services. So that's going to give some bank an incentive to figure this out. Maybe they can get, like, federal raid insurance or something like that. You know, the market is going to have to figure something out here for these guys.
Yeah.
Maybe the marijuana industry can form its own bank at this point. I mean, or at some point here, because this has got to break.
I don't know if they'd be able to do a bank, but definitely a credit union.
Credit union, right, right.
Yeah.
And that was actually one of the examples they gave, which we didn't actually get to in the story, because it was really lengthy and really interesting. But one of the examples they talked about was a credit union boss who they interviewed about, you know, why they ended up deciding to go ahead and accept cannabis-based accounts. And basically, he was persuaded by a few of the members of the board of directors. So you're likely going to have a better time getting an account like that at a credit union where you are technically one of the owners, if you will, of the credit union. So it'll be interesting to see how this
pans
out.
Let's jump back to some of the victories for the Libertarian Party.
Let me give you a victory before you do that, because I don't want to miss this for tonight.
Yes.
The other victory, I wrote a lengthy piece over at freekeen.com. The first victory was the fact that the Libertarian Party got ballot access here in a major, basically a major.
First time in 20 years.
Yeah, that's huge. And then also, a lot of people have been wondering, you know, well, how'd the Free Staters do? Well, thankfully, we have a local hate group called Granite State Progress. Now, this is an evil lobbying group. These people lobby for big government, so they're essentially the opposite of Liberty Lobby.
Progress means socialism.
Yeah. And by the way, the lady who's in charge of this group isn't from New Hampshire either. She's from out of state and moved here however many years ago. So anyway, Granite State Progress comes out with this website called freestateprojectwatch.org. They launched it last year and not last year, 2014.
And I loved the resumes that they put up for some of these candidates.
I actually didn't take the time to look at it.
Well, one of the guys, Darren Tapp, said that he would use that as his resume, but it seemed to be too self-aggrandizing. So
it made him sound too liberty.
It made him sound too good to where they kept referencing, he's a math teacher and he puts his classes online as if that's some kind of evil thing.
Well, it's a threat to the teachers union. which they support.
Yeah, I guess.
So the second big win last night was the election of libertarians running as Republicans and Democrats statewide, despite active and expensive campaigns by haters to out them as so-called free staters, which is what they did in the year 2014. The big government lobbying group Granite State Progress published a well-researched list of the state rep and Senate candidates that they believe to be free staters.
And I got to say, the list I looked at was very responsible. Like they sort of made this secondary title of sort of honorary free stater. The people that they doled it out to, I mean, if I were going to make this list, this is likely how I would make it. I mean, it's a pretty responsible list.
I agree. That's what I said. It was well researched, and it can be used as a voter's guide for people that love liberty as well. Like, I don't know all the free staters. I don't know who they all are. So looking at a list of people, I don't know what I'm looking at. But they've done the research, so now I can look at their list and say, hey, here's the free stater.
Well, one of the criteria that they used was, does the person have any ties to the NHLA?
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Have they been endorsed by or volunteered for, or are they on the board of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
Yeah, and they did more than that, too. But anyway, they figured out in 2014, just to kind of compare last time to this time, in 2014, they outed what they called 39 free staters. Now, free stater is a pejorative term that they use to describe a libertarian who's running as a Republican or Democrat. Because they're not really accurate necessarily on who has moved here all the time. So sometimes they'll list someone who didn't move here, but they might have been born here. But they hang out with free staters.
So that's the honorary tag.
Yeah. But sometimes they're wrong about that, too.
Right.
But they're pretty good at figuring it out. Anyway, they listed 39 in 2014. Of those 39, 15 of them got elected.
Okay.
This time, in 2016, they identified 32 candidates as so-called free staters. And of those 32, 15 of them got elected.
Woo-hoo.
Which means that there was a higher percentage of the people that they outed as free staters who got elected this time around. Even though the number was the same, it was a higher percentage. And they still missed some people. So there were at least, I was looking on some Facebook posts, there were at least three or four people that were identified in a Facebook group as should have been on this list who weren't on the list. So there were at least 18 or 19 solid liberty-oriented, like pretty hardcore, pretty principled, liberty-minded people who won. But that's not the only numbers that I looked at here today. At your suggestion, Daryl, I checked out the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and looked at their endorsements for this year.
This, I could care less who moved for the Free State Project that got elected. I think that that's, frankly, a silly number. What I care about...
It's not silly to people who wonder how the Free Staters are doing.
Yeah, but why? Why do you care where somebody's from in New Hampshire?
Are the people moving being successful?
They are.
Well, no, I think that a better question is, how is Liberty doing in New Hampshire?
855 450 free. It's doing well. We'll continue. Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear.
Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
In these remaining moments, we do have enough time for you if you want to join us. We're sharing with you some of the tremendous successes that libertarians in New Hampshire have had. Now, it was pretty good for some libertarians elsewhere, and Daryl's got a few other highlights. But really, the real core of the libertarian movement has been moving to New Hampshire, and that's because the idea of concentrating activism makes sense, and we've proven that it works. I mean, at this point, the amount of liberty-oriented people in the state legislature in New Hampshire has continued to go up over the years. Now, last year, or in 2014 to 2016, it was about on par as far as the number of so-called free staters who got elected, which is a good thing to even keep it on par or move it forward. And we're going to get more people moving here, which means more people will be able to run for office. As we pointed out in 2018, libertarians will be able to qualify for office at the same easy levels as the Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
And already there are people who are pledging they're going to run.
Yes.
So we've already got people signing on for a major libertarian candidate, sort of massive sweep of the election ballots out there in 2018. Very exciting. In related news, now as I pointed out, of the 32 people that were outed by Granite State Progress, 15 of them won their election. Similar to last time. Last time, Granite State Progress identified 39 candidates, and of those, 15 won. So there was a higher percentage that won this time around than in 2014. And that alone would be good news. But there's even better news. Some of them really just cleaned up, like Carol McGuire, who's like a 6 or 7 term state rep now.
Yep.
At this point, she got 62%, reelected with 62% of the vote. Keith Ammon, who's an incumbent free stater who was targeted by an expensive full-color direct mail hit piece flyer that was mailed to households in his district attacking him as, like, anti-family and evil, and, you know, he loves small government, so he hates your family, and, you know, it was a really ridiculous flyer. They actually he won. So the flyer apparently didn't hurt him, and maybe you could argue it actually helped him, because people who want less government, if they receive a flyer saying, this guy wants to dismantle the state government, then they're going to vote for him.
It reminds me of the really old episode of The Simpsons where Bart was running for class president. And whoever it was that he was running against was putting up signs that says, a vote for Bart is a vote for anarchy. And Bart was putting up signs that said, a vote for Bart is a vote for anarchy.
Not only that, but the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's endorsed candidates also did very well, with 66 of their 101 endorsements for New Hampshire State House in the general election winning their races last night, and 4 of their 7 New Hampshire Senate endorsees winning theirs. Now, that's one of my big questions. Is the people who won Senate, we know that a bunch of prohibitionists left, a few different prohibitionists in the Senate left, and we were talking about marijuana.
A third of the senators wound up leaving. There's 24 senators, 8 of them wound up leaving.
So we were talking about marijuana and, you know, what's holding it back here in New Hampshire, and the Senate was a sticking point for this issue. Even for decriminalization, it was a sticking point in addition to the governor's office. Well, now there's a new governor in who's supposedly friendly towards decrim. We'll see what happens. But now we also have new fresh blood in the Senate, 4 of whom are New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsees.
Well, the question is whether or not we will be able to convince, I believe it was Sharon Carson,
a senator,
senator that got reelected. I believe it was her that said, I heard that if you put cannabis in a grinder, it turns it into keef, which is 90% THC.
Oh, yeah, this lady is full of BS.
And she said that on the floor of the Senate during debate on a decrim bill.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's my understanding from the analysis I've seen that it's going to be much easier this go-around, that some of the heads that have rolled have been the right heads. So that's a very good thing.
I hope so.
I got to say that I think I'm proud of Granite State progress for the things that the way they've done this. They haven't lied at any point, and they could. Right, they could just come out with a hit piece of some sort, and they don't do that. They've played politics the right way, even though they've tried to get free staters out of office.
So anyway, that's the numbers I
have. Not just free staters, but people that are liberty-oriented.
Liberty-oriented. And I think that, yeah, I wanted to go over that. You know, the however many free staters happen to be in office, that's one thing. But the NHLA, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, of whom I am a life member, and Ian, I believe you're the same. And
yeah, as am I.
We all are.
It's a great organization.
It is a great
unprecedented and unmatched anywhere else in the United States.
Yep. And they...
Or the world.
They endorse somewhere between like 70 and 80. They had between 70 and 80 endorsed candidates in the New Hampshire House last go around, which was something like 20%. 80 would be 20%. And that's an incredible number of libertarians. Now, these are nominal libertarians. These are not, hardline libertarians. These are people who are 80% and above.
I want to point something out here, because you just said 70 or 80, and they got 66 in this time.
Is that so?
The political director, or one of the directors of the NHL, LA, addressed this on a post on Facebook, like, why this discrepancy. They've tightened their endorsement requirements. They've tightened the qualifications as far as, you know, liberty or whatever that somebody has to get. So even though it seems like a lower number, it's actually a better set of endorsees that has been elected.
Yeah, right. And I actually had a conversation with the chairman. I had a conversation with the chairman of the NHLA back in February, where I said that, you know, I think that there are too many state reps getting A ratings. And he said, well, you know, the way we do it is to where, you know, we kind of grade on a curve to where there's an equal number of people per basket. And I said, I don't think you necessarily should do that. Like, that's not good for liberty as I see it, because then people are getting a higher rating than they should get.
Right.
And I believe it was my recommendation that they introduced legislation in the calculation of state reps' ratings. So if you introduce bad legislation, but you vote the right way, well, you're going to lose a couple of points. If you introduce really good legislation, but you vote the wrong way, you'll pick up a couple of points.
Yeah, and this is sort of relevant to people who are outside of New Hampshire because, A, you could start something like this, which has, well, 15,
not easily.
15 years
Colorado
worth of
Colorado has something similar.
But 15 years worth of continuity to it, or you could have, I mean, if liberty is important to you, you could pick up and move to New Hampshire.
Yes.
And it's already put together for you and rolling and doing quite well.
Yes. So let's real quick go through some of these other wins that the Libertarian Party did have.
Sure.
Nationwide. Libertarian Party gained ballot status in the District of Criminals. In Iowa, for the first time ever, the Libertarian Party is ballot qualified, same as Kentucky. The Green Party became ballot qualified in Missouri for the first time since 2002. We've already mentioned New Hampshire Libertarians qualified for the first time in 20 years. In New Mexico, the Libertarians are now entitled to their own primary for the first time ever. Richard Winger of Ballot Access News says that this will make it far easier for the party to run candidates for Congress, state legislature, and partisan county office. The Libertarians are ballot qualified for the first time in Oklahoma, and I believe it's the first time since the Reform Party was ballot qualified in Oklahoma that anybody other than a Republican or Democrat has been ballot qualified there.
Yeah, that's kind of big news because you've always said that Oklahoma is like the worst place to be a third party.
Yes,
it is.
And Oklahoma does not allow write-in votes. So from 2000 until 2012, those elections, the only candidates on the general election ballot were Republican and Democrat.
Wow.
Both the Libertarians and Greens picked up political party status in Pennsylvania. While this does not put them on the ballot automatically, it does restore the party to voter registration form and allows them to nominate candidates in special elections without the need for a petition. Another huge, I guess in a way, a moral victory for libertarians in Alaska, Joe Miller, who in 2010 was the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, was the Libertarian nominee this year. He outpolled the Democrat. The Libertarian polled 29.6%.
Wow.
Democrat polled 11.1%. First time ever that a Libertarian nominee for Congress has ever outpolled a major party nominee.
Nice. Yeah, Alaska's got a decent Liberty Party up there, a Libertarian Party.
Yes. That was the one that I wanted to vote for the Free State Project way, way, way back when.
I picked them for third place.
Yeah, I wanted them first because they, you know, they're just not
attached. You wanted that welfare check.
They're just not attached.
Hey, we are out of time here tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. If you want to see details on the election, check out freekeen.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark at freetalklive.com. It's mark at freetalklive.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.